Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1, listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. It's your host, Marie. Happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian listeners and friends out there. Great weekend. I had some friends who were just having the turkey over the weekend, but today's officially Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully you are celebrating with family.
In the morning light, you feel this light, and the holy breath is there. Days pass and moments live, love's true light is come. Of love. Sing, sing, sing of love. You heard the call, you chose a path, thunder spoke to your soul. Lift your eyes to the mountain child, love, true life is come, is come. Sing, sing, sing of love.
You just heard Sing of Love by James Omos. Again, it is Thanksgiving Day in Canada. I wanted to wish everyone again Happy Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully you're spending today with your family and friends and having tons of food and just celebrating. This past weekend, as always, was marathon weekend in terms of poetry and story reading, lots of open mics and live music. James had a show at The Refuge, which is a regular gig. And then early in the week, I had a chance to hear Sassy Knightley, one of my favorite musicians in Second Life, perform at a venue that was being relaunched. And then the next show for Sassy is going to be on Wednesday at Key West. So if you are in Second Life, you can certainly make it to that show. You can also find Sassy on YouTube. You can see a lot of her live performances from a while ago and some covers that she does. She's on Facebook, so definitely follow her and see what's going on there. And then tonight on Concert Window, we have a few celebrations that are taking place. Club Passine at 7 p.m. They have a Canadian Thanksgiving with Rose Cousins and special guests. That's going to be starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. At the same time, we have Seth Sawyer live in the living room. Then at 8 p.m., Michael Wells and Me Too Hing Writer, Me and You Duets and Harmonies Original, is going to be taking place on Concert Window. Actually, this Friday coming up, Michael Wells and his partner will be performing at Gallery Rouge at 5 p.m. SLT, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Sunday, James will return to Gallery Rouge to perform at noon SLT, which is right after open mic poetry. So this weekend is going to be really exciting because I have two, make that three, of my favorite musicians performing at my own venue, which is really awesome. So for the past few days, let's switch gear and start talking about books. The book that I wanted to promote today is called The Junkyard Wonders by Patricia Polacco. This is a wonderful children's book. The main character is named Trisha. And I found this book because I have a lot of birthdays that were happening, and I'm always looking for just great books with positive lessons that I can share with friends and also kids in my own family. And so this book just seemed really perfect to teach some lesson based on what's going on at school sometime. And so again, the main character is Trisha, who was devastated when she found out her class at her new school is known as the Junkyard. It is a special class, and she has moved from where she used to live, so she wouldn't be in a special class anymore. But the book is all about Mrs. Peterson, who has made such an impact on all of her students. And this story is based on real life events from the author's childhood. And so it's just an amazing book. I love the illustrations. And those were done by the author, double talented, Miss Patricia Polacco. One of my favorite part of the book is the definition of genius, which is how Mrs. Peterson started the class by sharing the definition of genius. So in the book, in quote, genius is neither learned nor acquired. It is knowing without experience. It is risking without fear of failure. It is perception without touch. It is understanding without research. It is certainty without proof. It is ability without practice. It is invention without limitations. It is imagination without boundaries. It is creativity without constraints. It is extraordinary intelligence. Then she took a deep breath and slammed the book shut so hard it sounded like a gunshot. And then she follows, "Welcome to the Junkyard. I am your teacher, Mrs. Peterson. I want you all to write the definition on the blackboard. Post it on your mirrors. Look at it every day. Memorize it. The definition describes every one of you." It was such a beautiful passage. Can you imagine that? This is your first encounter with your teacher. But she'd certainly have made a lasting and a lifetime impression and impact in those young students' lives for years to come. So this book to me is an ode to all the powerful, amazing teachers and all lives. And I think Patricia Polacco definitely had one. So if you want to check out more books, and particularly this book, you can go to www.patriciapolacco.com. I was lucky enough to get this one from my local library, one of the many branches we have in Boston. But this is one of those books you should have on your bookshelf, so you can sort of read it and check it and whenever you feel like. I was so surprised to discover that the author didn't even start writing children's books until she was 41 years old. I always feel so behind. Luckily, I'm younger, so I still have time to get that one book, that one novel that I hope to get out in my lifetime. So again, go to patriciapolacco.com, and you guys will be able to see all the other books that she has published. You can contact her, email her. She's such an accessible person. She's on Facebook, so very easy to find. So let's take a little break. I'm going to go back and listen to Sassy Knightley. She has a song on YouTube called Beyond, which is one of her original. So here's Beyond by Sassy Knightley. Thank you. This is an original song by Cassie Knightley, also known as Bobby Horsley, called Behind. You probably heard the applause in the background. She was probably simultaneously broadcasting in Second Life and the stage TV. And so you can hear all the animation going on, which is really awesome. So for that show, she received over 4,000 cheers from the audience. So that was really amazing. Again, you can find Sassy Knightley on Facebook. Her next show is going to be at Key West and Second Life. And her calendar is typically on Facebook as well. So you guys can check her out. She's also on Twitter. So very easy to find. So let's move on to my adult book. So after reading the Junkyard Wonders, I moved on to a very adult book called The Presidency in Black and White by April Wyan. April, I saw an interview she did at a local station here in Boston. And so I decided to get the book. This was published this year. And I keep getting this book thinking I'm going to read it, and I never seem to be able to finish because it's the kind of book you just want to focus on. One of my favorite topics, politics. And April is someone who has made history herself, being in journalism and a woman of color in a very male-dominated field. So she's been a journalist for over 28 years. She's been at the White House correspondent for 18 years for American Urban Radio Networks. And so this book really took us right inside the White House in terms of what was going on in there with all the presidents. She was able to get direct access to a lot of movers and shakers in Washington. And so if you're interested, definitely this is a great book to sort of sink your teeth in. There's a lot of history in here, sort of tied with what's going on in terms of current events, what's going on in the White House, how the White House is responding to certain things. And it's just amazing to get that perspective and different views. And that's the beauty of a great journalist, to be able to get all these views and perspectives and be able to make your own judgment. So this is your own up close and personal view of three presidents in race in America. So big topic to tackle. Again, the book is called The Presidency in Black and White by April Wyan. This book is everywhere. You can grab it. Again, this is another book I got from my local library. So very fortunate to be able to do that. So let's see what's going on the bestsellers list. So for the week that just ended, I'm only going to do the trade paperback nonfiction. Number one, we have The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown. Then number two, The Mindfulness Coloring Book, An Anti-Stress Art Therapy for Busy People by Emma Ferrawans. Number three, we have Yes, Please by Amy Poehler. Very funny. This book, I actually ended up reading it and listening to the audiobook at the same time, which is very fun. Amy read it herself, which is just great when the author does that. Number four, we have Daniel J. Levitin, The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload. Very, very fun book. This is, this is another great one. I haven't read that one yet. So I'll probably add that to the list of wonderful books to read. Number five, we have You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life by Jensen Ciro. This one I do have, so I'm kind of reading it at my own pace for my own personal reason. Then we have David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. And then I'm going to add the final one because the documentary is out. And she also was recently interviewed on Super Soul Sunday by Oprah Hursley. I believe she may have been the first guest with a new season of Super Soul Sunday. I am Malala, the girl who stood up for education and was shot by the Taliban, by Malala Yousafzai. So this book has been out since June. It's definitely going to stay on the bestsellers list. She is also the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. And so with the documentary and the book, check this out. This is certainly a young woman of courage. So there you have it. I've only shared about, you know, let's see, 3, 6, 7 on the list. Typically, I do about 10, but this is going to be it. So I want to thank all my followers on Twitter and Pinterest. Those are two of my favorite. There are so many social networks out there, but I am loving Twitter and Pinterest, and my followers are really awesome. I love the direct messages. And of course, you can all as well. This is the best way to know what's coming up on the show. I'm working on a lot of guest interviews, a lot of authors coming on the show, a lot of different organizations. If you have ideas for musician and songs, I'm always looking for music, which is not too hard. I go back to a musician that I love, and I do go to their shows. It's a little easier to sort of plug the music that way. So I'll be back over the weekend to tell you guys more on what's going on Concert Window, on Second Life, and naturally books that I'm reading and what's going on the bestsellers list and any other fun events that I'm going to be doing. Anyone out there listening, I am working on a collection of stories of my own that I hope to get out this year. And so stay tuned for more on that. Again, thank you for listening. I appreciate everybody who really tune in for every interview and every segment of the show. I'm going to close with another song by James Olmos called The Other Side. The music started way before me. So it's going to be The Other Side of Destiny, which is a song by James Olmos. And James has so many different songs. You can always go to his website, jamesolmos.com, and check out his calendar and music and see where he's going to be performing next. And I've already told you guys, he's going to be at Gallery Rouge this Sunday. So he has a lot coming up for this month. All right, so let's close with The Other Side of Destiny. Have an awesome week, everybody.
I left my thoughts on Tuesday. Never really knowing what Tuesday would bring. But I just picked a day for the sun to shine. Knowing that a smile would heal my mind. Yeah. Came to me like a simple tune upon my tongue. Earth and fire, wind and rain can't move me like she does. But upon my dreams and all my dreams she walks above. But upon my dreams and all my dreams she walks above. She said, baby, I feel in your song. I said, honey, I'm gonna hold you all night long. She said, baby, draw your words upon my smile and set me free. Set me free. People laugh and talk a lot. Seldom perfect dream touch fire in me. Outside, you feel the wind. Not about the road, it's about the walk.